Hey there, indie author. It's Carissa here with Author Revolution. Now, did you know that our first step towards success as an indie author is actually having a direct line of communication open to our readers? You do that by having an email list. Now, next week, January 20th, I'm opening up a one-hour masterclass to help newsletter newbies figure out their way around their newsletter. In this masterclass, you're going to learn why a newsletter is your number one marketing asset, which email service providers work best for authors, what in the heck to write in those newsletters, and how frequently you should be actually emailing them, and many other things. If you're an indie author who's been putting off your email list, or maybe you just haven't quite gotten your head wrapped around it just yet, sign up today and make sure you join this masterclass. Head over to authorrevolution.org/masterclass. The Indie Author Revolution has been around for more than a decade, but we indies continue to push the boundaries of what we're capable of. From getting over initial prejudices to staring down perfectionism and author imposter syndrome, we've become a force to reckon with. Indie authors now wear more hats than ever as we strive to create a career full of meaning, prosperity, and potential. We've juggled the demands and continue to be rebels in the face of adversity. Now, after years of hearing the shouts of hustle and grind, we indies are rebelling again. Gone are the days of publishing a book a month until we drop, and in its place are the seeds of a better way to rapid release. A way that feels incredible as we build a sustainable, lifelong author career that not only increases our visibility and royalties, but it's all done with intention and ease. If you're ready to buck the system and become the visionary authorpreneur I know you're meant to be, you've come to the right place. I'm Carissa Andrews, international best-selling indie author, and this is the Author Revolution Podcast. Hey there, guys, and welcome back to the Author Revolution Podcast. Hopefully you guys have all had a fantastic and wonderful Christmas. I can hardly believe that we're already in that weird Twilight Zone week between Christmas and New Year's. Are you feeling as like out of sorts as I am? I always get to this week and I feel like, what day is it? Where am I? Am I upside down? What's happening here? Yesterday was my son's 7th birthday, so it's literally like we go from Christmas to birthdays to New Year's. It's a crazy fest. Now, today, I'm really excited to close out 2021 with this episode that is an interview with Clayton Noblett and Grant Shepherd over at Written Word Media. We're talking a lot about indie marketing and about some of the new tools that Written Word Media has established in order to help indies to promote their books better. And in specific, the one that we're talking about the most is their new product called Reader Reach. Now, this is a product that is basically like Facebook ads for dummies. You hand them money, they do the Facebook ads for you, and it's miraculous. Now, I actually used their services back in October when I ran a free Booksy series promo where I stacked everything for the Windhaven Witches series, and it worked incredibly. So that's why we decided to bring Grant on. He is the one that's running the Facebook ads themselves, and of course, we had to bring Clayton back too so we could talk a little bit more about Written Word Media in general, and of course, their latest 2021 Indie Author Survey, because you know how I love those surveys. So without further ado, why don't we get into the interview and you can have a listen. Let's get to it. Well, Clayton and Grant, welcome to the Author Revolution Podcast. I am super glad that you are here today. My listeners already know Clayton from Written Word Media, but how about you guys introduce yourselves real quick so that we can, I guess, reintroduce everybody.
Yeah. So I'm Clayton Noblett. I'm the senior marketing manager at Written Word Media. And so for the past 3 years now, I have helped authors find ways to sell more books. And that's kind of the main function of my job over here.
Awesome.
Yeah. And I'm Grant Shepherd. I'm the ad fulfillment manager at Written Word Media. At the moment, I specifically look after our new Reader Reach brand. But I've been at the company for about 5 years, and I also work. I used to work across multiple brands, like Red Feather Romance, Newman Books, stuff like that. So I've been, have had my feet in many different written word media things. But now I'm here, and it's great.
That's fantastic. Okay, so you obviously mentioned Written Word Media's new product, the Reader Reach. And so that's what we're really going to kind of dig into today, because it's a new product that you guys have launched. I don't know if product is the right thing, but kind of, right? For authors to be able to get their marketing reach out there a little bit differently. Can you guys explain what Reader Reach is and why authors need to be paying attention right now?
yeah, absolutely. So Reader Reach, in a short version, is Facebook ads for authors. So with Reader Reach, an author can book a Facebook ads campaign, give us a link to their book, and we handle everything else. So right. when you purchase a Reader Reach ad campaign, you give us the link, and then we make the ad, we create the audiences that we're going to target with that ad, we set the budget, and we schedule the ad to run for a period of 5 days. And so it's a really easy way for authors to run Facebook ads to their books.
Oh, absolutely. Especially if they're not very Facebook ad savvy, which it is. It's definitely an acquired taste of marketing for sure, because it can be kind of futzy. Grant, you're the person that's running these ads, right?
That's correct. Yep.
Has that been fun? Is it challenging? What does that look like?
Yeah, it's I've always loved doing Facebook ads. It's something I've always enjoyed doing. And I know not everyone has the same view as I do, but no, it's been great. Like, we've had the service has been up and running officially since September, but we have been doing a lot of sort of work behind the scenes. We had kind of a soft launch period way back sort of earlier this year. So we've been sort of slowly rolling out different genres sort of as we go. So it's one of those things where it requires a lot of testing to make sure that these genres are ready for us to sort of offer them to authors, because, you know, it is an investment, both money and time on sort of both of our sides, like from our side of creating the ads and running them, but also from the author's side. So we really have taken a long time and worked genre by genre, making sure we have the right audiences for every author and that runs a campaign with us. So it's been great so far, officially up and running since September. We have 11 genres available now, and more to come, but it's been really great to sort of offer this to authors, because, as you said, it is something that not everyone either knows how to do, maybe they don't have the time to do it, or they just don't want to do it. It's one of those things where I think we've had a whole spectrum of authors as well. So it's one of those things where maybe the authors that know how to run Facebook ads, but they just don't have the time to do it. And then there's other authors who don't have a Facebook account, don't want a Facebook account, and don't want to even sort of, you know, try it. So we're helping everyone in that regard.
Absolutely. And it gives another touch point too, to do the marketing side of things, when that's the aspect that is like the biggest struggle for most indie authors, especially because we wear so many hats constantly. And so adding Facebook marketing on top of everything else, and it's a big category to be learning. It's such a nice thing to be able to just go, you do it. Take this thing.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and that's one of the great things about Reader Reach, I think, is, you know, we got this idea from authors. You know, we hear from authors all the time. We're constantly talking with them, and we always hear like, oh, running ads is so difficult. It's so time consuming. We don't have the audiences to target with our books. And so that's kind of how Reader Reach was born. And Grant has been super busy, because not only is he running all the ads that authors purchase with us, but he's also testing new genres so we can have more genres available to authors. So yeah, we're constantly trying to expand Reader Reach, and that way every author that wants to book with us will have the opportunity to.
That's fantastic. Well, I know I personally used it in October before you guys even really announced much of it, because I was running my series promo for Windhaven Witches. And I was like, ooh, what's this pop-up thing going? Oh, yes, I'm going to try this. And it worked really, really well. So I know the answer to this, but I know my audience maybe doesn't. So do you have to have a promotion running in order to do this? Or can you just do the Reader Reach ads on its own?
Yeah, that's a great question. So before we officially launched, the only way to do it was sort of how you encountered it. It will come up as a pop-up if you're purchasing, say, a free Booksy or a bargain Booksy, and the same date is available for Reader Reach. This still exists today, so you can very easily add this on to an existing promotion with us. So that could either be, you know, a free book promotion on FreeBooksy or a discounted promotion on BargainBooksy. But now that we are sort of officially launched, it is also possible to purchase off the rack. You can go to the Written Word Media website, go to Reader Reach section, purchase an ad that does not have to be affiliated with one of the other promotions. So you can run it completely independent, or you can run it alongside, depending on what your strategy is.
That's fantastic. Yeah. So if someone were to put up their promos and get them in place, and then all of a sudden go, you know what, I really should do that, they can still do that then?
Yeah, exactly. So say you purchased a FreeBooksy fantasy feature for, you know, months out, like in 2 months, you purchased it like 2 months ago. And then like a week out, you're like, oh, I really want to, you know, drive this even more. I want to add, like, expand the reach, expand the interaction my book gets. You can jump on. And if that date is the same date is available, you can purchase it, or you can purchase sort of around it, because our ads do run for 5 days. So you could always put it on, you could tack it onto the end of a promotion. You could put the FreeBooksy could be right in the middle, and you could have the Reader Reach running kind of either side. We're pretty flexible in terms of the dates we run. We generally sell out about 3 days in advance. So as long as there's a little time in advance that we can prep it, and the inventory is still available, then yeah, you can add it on at the last minute if you want.
That's awesome. Yeah. Okay. Now I was reading on the website that right now this is only available for Amazon US books. Is that still the case? And if so, is it going to be opening up to wide authors as well?
Yeah, that's a great question. Currently that is correct. So it is for Amazon, Amazon Kindle books. So that's the way sort of Facebook ads work, having one direct link is the best way to, you know, get the conversion rate we want to see. We want people to have not many barriers. So instead of you going through like a universal link or something like that, or having multiple links in copy. So having one was definitely the first step for us. So having just Amazon as one of the largest markets was the first step. We definitely are sort of looking into having sort of the wide retail options in the future, but Amazon was the first step. And then we just have to, because Facebook requires it, we need to do testing. So we don't want to run ads to, you know, Apple Books or Google Play if we're not confident that conversion rate's not going to be sort of what we want to see, or, you know, like a whole bunch of, you know, Kindle users see the ad. So it requires a lot of testing just to make sure we have the right audiences for each genre. But at the moment, yes, Amazon in the US currently.
Fantastic. And it will be expanding internationally at some point as well?
That nothing confirmed as of yet. Much like most of our promotions across like the news email newsletter, the email promos as well, we have a main focus on the US. It is possible with Facebook to be a little easier to do that, because, you know, you can target whoever you want. No timeline on if we will go international at this stage, but it is possible.
Great. Okay. Yeah. For those who are curious about whether or not you can do those ads longer than 5 days, so you said your campaigns launch for 5 days, is that possible, or does that mean having to re-up for another run of 5 days?
Yeah, that's another great question. And something else we're sort of looking at is, you know, the 5 days, that was the easiest one. That was the time we figured out was long enough for an ad to serve with Facebook. If you do something, you know, 1 or 2 days, sometimes the ads won't be effective enough, but 5 days was long enough to return the kind of results we wanted to see. And that coincides a lot with a lot of authors' promotions too, where you can do, you know, 5 day Kindle deals and things like that. So we knew 5 days was a good window. Obviously, we are open to, we are very flexible. We don't have an exact, like, you can't just jump in and be like, hey, extend this for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. But we don't have a restriction on running another promotion. So you could technically run your 5 day window, like, you know, in day three, like day two or day three, go, hey, this is working really well. I want to buy, then you can technically then buy another 5 day window to start right at the end. So then we can keep it running for 10 days. So you know, we don't have that restriction. Like for our email promos, we do often have a restriction where you can only promote once every 30 days, because, you know, email marketing is a little different, where it's like, we don't want to keep hitting, you know, the same book to the same readers. But Facebook ads, much larger audiences. So we do have the flexibility to run ads for longer periods. At the moment, we do have them sort of purchasable in 5-day windows, but hopefully in the future, we will have more options available.
That's really cool.
Yeah, that's one of the fun things about Reader Reach is it's a new product, right? And so we are learning as we go, right? Like these are the genres in the retailer that we have that's working right now. And the more feedback we get from authors, the more we'll know, you know, where we should go with the product. So we already know that authors want to be able to promote with links to different retailers than Amazon. So we know that's something we want to work on. We've even had questions about running ads on different platforms, like Amazon ads or something like that.
Oh, sure.
And so, you know, if you're running a Reader Reach promo and you have an idea or a question, just reach out to us, right? Your email will more than likely go to Grant. And so he's the one running all of this. And so it'll be great for him to know your question, not just so he can help you right there in that moment, but so we can improve the product in the future and get it to be, you know, the ideal product for every author.
That's really cool. So what's the best email to email you at then, Grant?
You could just go through our general info@writtenwordmedia.com, and that will find its way to me. And I can, you know, or if you already have a promotion set up, you've probably got an email from me or got some kind of email in the lead up to your promotion. You can always just hit reply to any of those emails you get from Written Word Media, and we have a whole team that can, you know, filter to me if it doesn't hit my inbox straight away.
I think that's one of the things I like about you guys, because anytime I've had issues or had a question or wanted to change something, all I had to do was reach out by email and it's like, boom, no problem. Something's gotten switched around or dates. It's always been so great. So it's nice that you guys are such a hands-on approach to everything. I think that's something that most indies really, really do appreciate. So definitely keep that up.
That's great to hear. Like, yeah, we pride ourselves on being very responsive, always trying to help. Like, we try to be as flexible as we can. Obviously, there are some restraints where, you know, if it's some timelines where we'll always do our best to, like, if something happens, you have to cancel or you have to reschedule, or we know that the book promotion world can be a little crazy sometimes. So we always want to sort of be as helpful as we can. Yeah.
Did you just say sometimes? I'm pretty sure it's crazy all the time. There is never
good
a dull
point.
Moment
good point.
In the world. As soon as you think you have it like figured out, something changes and it's like, dang it.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Or something new and cool gets added. Now you're like, dang it. Now I got to test something new again.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's this one. You take the testing from us and we don't have to worry so much about the does that happen.
Yeah.
Just take my money, please. Yeah. Oh, Facebook ads and Amazon ads, they are the bane of our existence, I swear. Mm-hmm. So what really got you guys into the nitty-gritty side of Facebook ads? Like, were you guys always interested in running them before? Or was this just like because of the author-driven question of like, can you help us market this better? Is that why you started researching it more?
Yeah, so we've always run a lot of Facebook ads to build our reader lists for our email promos. And our email promos are the bread and butter of Written Word Media as a business. That's what authors know us for. And that's what we've been doing for a long time. And so we have a lot of experience with running Facebook ads. We have a lot of audiences that we've built up that we can build lookalikes off of. So we also have a lot of proprietary data as a company that gives us an advantage running Facebook ads. And so we're in a really good position to do this for authors. And, you know, we have a lot of experience. And then, you know, we kept hearing from authors, hey, marketing is really hard. In particular, Facebook ads are very difficult. Can you please do this for me?
Right.
And so, yeah, we thought like, hey, we are in the position to do this. And so, yeah, we spent a lot of time testing. Grant has spent most of the last year testing Facebook ads.
I bet.
And in late September, we got to a spot where we're like, yes, this is good. We're ready to launch fully. And yeah, that's how Reader Reach was born.
That's awesome. Okay, so Grant, I have to ask you then. So if you're running the ads, does it work better for the series promotions or a series versus like a standalone book?
It's a great question. We don't be restrictive with Reader Reach ads. So unlike some of our other email promos, they are very specific to certain price points or certain genres, things like that. Reader Reach, we have kept open. So you can promote a free book, you can promote a discounted book, you can promote a full price book. That's completely up to you and your strategy. But as we know, you know, free is king. And so obviously the free books do perform best. You know, people love something that's free, or 99 cents as well, if you don't want to offer free. But we have found a particular, the sort of situation that you used, using a first in series is a great way, because we can put that series link in like the series page for an author. So people, we can direct them directly to that. Then they have the opportunity to buy all those books in your series, as opposed to just one book. So it does have, that is a situation we probably find that is the most successful, where, you know, a free first in series book. But we do see, you know, we do testing for all the different sort of price points, books that aren't in a series, books that are in a series. And we try to get sort of an average result from that when we're in the testing period. So we want to make sure results are coming in regardless. But the situation that you did bring up is probably the key one. You know, a free first in series obviously is going to do much better, because there's more opportunity to download and buy other books.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. I do have a question though. Speaking of non-free books though, so bargain booksy, you've got the series promotions for the free booksy side. Are you ever going to transition those also into bargain booksy as well? So you can do series promos in there?
So yeah, no concrete plans, but we do get that question a decent amount. So that's definitely something that is on our radar. So thank you again for bringing it up. But yeah, I think that's definitely something to consider, because that's definitely something authors are wanting. And I think, you know, the data that we see over and over is that having a series is kind of the best way to increase your income as an author. Chris, I don't know if you see this with all of your work with authors.
Sure.
But getting readers hooked on that first book and then letting them buy through for the rest of the series really creates, you know, revenue for the author, because these readers are buying a series of books. But then, you know, I don't know about you guys, but I rarely read an entire series of books without really liking the author by the end of it and wanting to read anything else they've written.
Right.
So you create fans with series, right? You create fans by writing a story. The fans get hooked on the story, and then they're like, I like this story. What else has this author written? So a series is just a really effective way to build your author business, I think.
Absolutely. I think that's one of the reasons why it would be nice too, to have it on both, have that series promo on both sides. I was literally just setting up, I have book three coming out in a couple of weeks here in my Diana Hawthorne series. And I have I created this awkward thing where I have a novella that's kind of a, I don't know, prequel, I guess, technically, to the series, which I could drop to free if I wanted to and create it as the first thing. But I like to use my first book as 99 cents, because it's book three, right? It's let's just see if 99 cents works. And it's dang it. But that's all right. I did the whole thing anyway. I did the whole new in book promo too. So we'll see what happens there. It's going to be a fun time. I'm looking forward to it. And you guys are always part of the strategy when I have a new book coming out, or even if I just want to be able to get new eyes on the series that I'm working on and the ones that are doing well. It's just, especially that series promotion. I love that so much.
Yeah. And to answer, as I said, we don't offer currently on Bargain Booksy, but for Reader Reach, we can run a first in series. We can direct readers to the series page if the first book isn't free. So we can do a Reader Reach ad for that for you. The most common scenario, if we do have a first in series book come in, regardless of if it's free or 99 cents, $2.99, whatever you choose, we will often direct the readers to that series page, because we just know how powerful it is. So that option is there for both paid and free books on Reader Reach. So.
Smart.
Really cool. It's been really interesting to see the different ways authors are using Reader Reach. We see a lot of authors like you, booking a promo with free books and Reader Reach onto it. We see other authors just booking a Reader Reach ads campaign, and maybe they're booking email promos with other promo sites. Maybe they're just doing the ads. And then we also see authors, booking, a bargain booksy and Reader Reach, maybe to different books in the series. We see all sorts of different ways people are using it. So that's been really interesting to watch.
That is.
Yeah, we've seen a lot, just in the short time that we've been officially launched. Obviously, before we launched, the only way to purchase a Reader Reach was via that sort of add-on option. So at that point, everything was sort of tied to a price promotion, was like, hey, I've got this promotion, let's do this one. But ever since you can kind of go in and purchase it off the rack, we have seen a lot of authors sort of experiment with it and be like, hey, I have this backlist title that I never reduce, but it's always, you know, $3.99 and that's its normal price. And they just want to run an ad for that just to give it a little boost, you know, something that it might not do as well with a, you know, a promo email site where, you know, the price might be just low enough, but hey, we want to get this, you know, get this book in front of some people on a more, you know, regular basis. And that's what it's good for as well.
That's really cool too. I suppose it works too for those authors who are kind of borderline themselves. I'm like, do Facebook ads really work for books? Yeah. I know so many authors who think that they don't.
Yeah.
And it's just like, what?
Yeah. It's one of those things where it's like, so obviously some forms of marketing will work better for some books and authors than others. So some authors will find that, you know, the free booksy, you know, a free booksy promotion every couple of months is their like bread and butter. That's the one that's always going to deliver the best results. But then there might be another author that's like, hey, I'm going to promote this book, you know, every, you know, few weeks on Reader Reach or, you know, do a bargain booksy. Some things just work better. Like, cause you find you're always trying to target new readers, expand the reach. And that's sort of what's great and been exciting about Reader Reach is we've been able to also expand our sort of horizons of who we're reaching as readers. We have these huge email lists, but now we've been able to use those lists to form our audiences on Facebook and ourselves also find new readers. So it's, we're all like, and it's just one of those things that like, maybe an author might not be able to get the same target the same audiences that we found, and you know, but maybe they found audiences that work better as well. So there's so much experimentation, and you know, like your email list as an author and you make a lookalike audience on Facebook will probably be completely different to a list that we make from our email subscribers for the same genre. So it's one of those things where it's having that information and using tools like Facebook or Amazon ads, there's just the opportunities are sort of endless, and you can reach so many people that it's sometimes they might work and sometimes they might not work as well, because you're, you know, technically going out to sort of millions of potential readers. Right. And it's just whoever is, you know, on Facebook actively at that time, you know. Right. So you could theoretically run, you know, a Reader Reach ad 1 week, and then in the next week we're sending to the same sort of pool of readers, but you could theoretically reach, you know, 10,000 new people in that time, depending on how Facebook's algorithm works. So it's crazy. Yeah.
That is really cool too. And it's, so even if you're running your own Facebook ads and even if you're running your own Amazon ads, having that additional boost is good because you're bringing in a completely different audience, hypothetically, to anything that you're, I mean, you might have a little bit of crossover, but there's a lot of people on Facebook.
Oh yeah, it's the largest social media platform, and it's almost the entire world is on there in some way or another. And yeah, even if you are hitting some of the same readers, that's also good as well, because you know, if they're seeing that book a few times, not too many people always buy it just on the first time they see it. You know, they might see that book over the course of a few days and be like, oh, I remember seeing that, you know, last week or on the weekend. There must be something here. I'm going to look at this. So there, even if you are sort of hitting some of those same readers, there's always potential to convert a new person.
Absolutely. Isn't it like 7 touch points? You have to touch potential reader, or I guess person, customer, 7 times.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of, you know, it never hurts to sort of reach these people multiple times as well. So
absolutely. Okay, Clayton, I've got some questions for you quick too, because you know, I can't bring you on here and not talk about your surveys. And you just
of course.
You just posted the latest survey for 2021 about the state of indie authorship. So I'm curious. I went through it obviously. Was there anything new, any new insights in there that surprised you?
Yeah, there were a few things that surprised me. I think one thing that really stuck out to me was I think it was 80% of authors surveyed write in more than one genre, which was really, that seemed really high to me, right?
Yeah.
And I just, you know, I don't know why I didn't know that, but I was just surprised, because I guess you see authors write, you know, so many series of books, and they still have the time to branch out into a new genre and try something different. So that was really, really surprising and interesting to me. Do you write in more than one genre?
I do. I have my, like my fantasy realm of things. I mean, I genre bend too. So does that count? But I also have nonfiction. So obviously I have two different, pen names, I guess. It's the same name, except one has an L in the middle, but okay. one's nonfiction and one's fiction. Yeah. But I am thinking about branching out more into, I've got paranormal fantasy is more what I'm doing, paranormal fantasy, urban fantasy, and I'm branching out next year into more paranormal romance. So, but it's probably going to be still the same pen name. So I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Okay. And so how do you decide that? Is that just something that you want to do? Because it sounds like you've planned it out a little bit.
Yeah. For me, it's more about like, just what am I interested in reading right now? What are the things that are coming up and the tropes that I'm really kind of fascinated with? And so that's really kind of where it's stemming from. Like, how do I want to do this? And does it fit into the brand that I'm already building? So.
Got it. Okay.
And I might have a different pen name. I don't know yet. We'll see. Yeah. But as of right now, it's probably going to be, I mean, it still fits. So it's like, just slide it in there.
Yeah. What, one other thing that really stuck out to me from the survey is that, you know, we always hear this, you know, wide versus exclusive debate with KDP and Amazon.
Yeah.
And our results were just so dead even, right? We asked authors if they had all of their books in KDP Select, none of their books, most of their books, or almost none of their books. So there's a kind of a wide range there.
Yeah.
And I think it was roughly 30% said that they had none or all. And then about 20 said most or almost, right? And so this debate just rages on, and it's authors are just so split on it. And it really depends on each individual author as to what works best for you. And so that's something that's always really interesting to me, because people have really strong opinions about it.
Right.
But it's still so varied.
Absolutely. I think for me, it's been a struggle too, because it's like, I understand the concept of wanting to have your books wide so that it's a long game. You're building that audience in these bigger branches. I get it. I'm doing it, but it's so slow, and reaching those audiences out there is so slow. And so it's like, I still find myself focusing more on Amazon and going, you know, I probably should do more with the Apple readers right now. But it is, it's such a weird balance. I understand.
Yeah. We did see that some genres, so thriller and cozy mystery, were the most likely authors that write primarily, not only, but primarily in thriller and cozy mystery, were the most likely to have all of their books enrolled in KDP Select. And then nonfiction and fantasy were the most likely to have none of their books.
Gotcha.
So it did vary by genre a little bit. So that was pretty interesting as well.
That's cool. I think for me, that the biggest thing that was surprising was that 45% were making between $0 and $99 a month. I was like, what? That is crazy. That's because they're not running reader reach ads. That's why. I was like, what? That is not even right, guys. That is...
Yeah.
That blew my mind. I was surprised about that. But I can see that for those authors who just really are leery about the marketing side of things. I can understand that. Because I think I was probably there when I only had a few books, where you just weren't sure how ads are going to work. And I get it. But that, I was like, what? looking at the screen.
Yeah.
All right.
I think I really feel for those authors too, because you know, if you're not making a lot from your books, it makes it really hard to invest in marketing. And so it's this really tough situation to be in. And especially if you don't like doing marketing, like not a lot of authors start being an author because they like marketing, right?
Yeah.
And so if you don't feel like you have the money to do it, and you just don't want to do it because you won't enjoy it, it's really tough to kind of branch out and figure out how to sell more of your books.
I agree. Okay, so where can my listeners find out more about Reader Reach and Written Word Media? Where's the best place for them to head out and find out more information and get signed up?
Yeah. So you can just go to writtenwordmedia.com, and there's a big green Promote My Books button on the home screen. So you can book any of our email promos or Reader Reach ads through there. You can also just go to writtenwordmedia.com/readerreach to our landing page and read all about Reader Reach ads, which genres we have available. And there's an FAQ section on there as well. And of course, we have a contact page on the website. So if you have any questions about book marketing, about written word media, about Reader Reach, about how good of a baker Grant is, he's a really talented baker. feel free to get us up there as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys for joining me today. I really appreciate it. And I know my audience is going to love learning more about this. I know for me, it was fun to be able to do it. And as I've just got these promos set up, I'm in the process of trying to now save back up so that I can then add to that promotion. I'm going to try to get a little closer to Christmas before I book it, though. My husband might be like, what's happening? How much? What? Well, awesome. Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. And thanks for being here.
Great.
Thank you so much for having us.
Wasn't that fun? I loved being able to chat with both of these guys. They are both so knowledgeable and so supportive to the indie author community. And I kid you not, whenever you reach out to either one of them, I have always received such a warm, welcoming response, like whether it's a question I have or something that needs to be changed or just things in general. They are really, really fantastic about being responsive to indie authors. Plus, whenever you do run into something where you wish that they would change or add to their services that they provide, they are always willing to think about and implement some of those strategies. So hopefully you are going to give Reader Reach a try. Hopefully you're going to obviously use Bargain Booksy and Free Booksy for your promo stacking as you go into 2022. They are, as I said in this interview, one of my go-to sites that I always use, especially those series promos. They are just incredibly powerful. And I am so thankful to David Goffrin because he was the one that initially clued me into the fact that Free Booksy was actually running these things. So if you have not yet tried those, definitely make sure you try the series promos if you have a series. And if you're just not quite sure about Facebook ads or how to run them or how to find the audiences that you're really looking for, why don't you put them in good hands? Because Grant knows what he's doing. He is an incredibly gifted Facebook ad marketer. So definitely make sure you give that a try, kick up your heels, relax, and let them do all the hard work. All right. Now, if you have any questions about today's episode, want to download the transcript or click out to some of the links to like Reader Reach or to Written Word Media or any of those sites, just head over to authorrevolution.org/113. And now don't forget, we start our next 3-day Plan Your Series Challenge. It's going to be kicking off January 3rd. So hopefully you're signed up. I know you are, right? You've got to be signed up by now. If you are not yet signed up, head over to authorrevolution.org/planyourseries and get signed up. And then make sure you have invited all of your friends to come join us. This is going to be one of those enlightening and engaging and powerful challenges. So if you haven't participated before, bring your friends, invite them to come along. And if you have been a part of the challenges before, well, welcome back. We are going to have a blast. Have a great rest of your week, everybody, and we will see you again next week, whether it be for the challenge or for next week's podcast. Go forth and start your author revolution. This show has been brought to you by two amazing people, Amanda King and Daphne Garrison, who are Author Revolution Podcast's Patreon supporters. If you'd like to learn more about becoming a patron, head over to authorrevolution.org/Patreon to find out what the awesome membership levels are and what you end up getting. The Author Revolution Podcast is here to provide tips, tricks, and tools for embracing a prolific author mindset and making your dreams of becoming a full-time author a reality. In order to continue providing the quality content you've come to know and love, I would appreciate your support. As a one-woman show, the podcast takes a lot of time away from other tasks, like writing. Plus, your support also makes this mompreneur's heart smile. Head over to authorrevolution.org/Patreon